नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 एंटाइटल लिबरेशन वर्स नंबर 25, 26, 27 and 28। सो वी विल रिसाइट वर्स नंबर 28। ओके। अमादयत इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टाडो विश्वे देवा सभासद। अमाद्य इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देवा सभासद। अमाद्य इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देवा सभासद। माद्यत इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देवा सभासद। माद्यत इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देवा सभासद। अमाद्य इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देवा सभासद। अमाद्य इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देवा सभासद। अमाद्य इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देव सभासद। माताजी अमाद्य इंद्र सोमेन दक्षिणाभि द्विजातय मरुत परिवेष्टारो विश्वे देव सभासद। अमाद्य बिकेम इंटॉक्सिकेटेड। इंद्र द किंग ऑफ हेवन लॉर्ड इंद्र सोमेन बाय ड्रिंकिंग द इंटॉक्सिकंट सोमरस दक्षिणाभि बाय रिसीविंग सफिशियंट कंट्रीब्यूशंस द्विजातय द ब्रह्मिनिकल ग्रुप मरुत द एयर्स परिवेष्टार ऑफरिंग द फुटस्टप्स Vishvedeva, Universal Demigods, Sabhasada, Members of the Assembly. So we'll read translation of all the four verses, beginning from 25. The son of Vivimashti was Rambha, whose son was the great and religious king Khaninetra. O king, the son of Khaninetra was King Karandham. From Karandham came a son named Avikshit, and from Avikshit a son named Marut, who was the emperor. The great mystic Samvarta, the son of Angira, engaged Marut in performing a yajna. The sacrificial paraphernalia of King Marut was extremely beautiful, for everything was made of gold. Indeed, no other sacrifice could compare to his. In that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somras. The Brahmanas received ample contributions, and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, the various demigods who control the winds offered foodstuffs, and the Vishvedevas were members of the assembly. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Because of the yajna performed by Marut, everyone was pleased, especially the Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Brahmanas are interested in receiving contributions as priests, and Kshatriyas are interested in drinking. All of them therefore were satisfied with their different engagements. Om Agyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 2, Verse Number 28, Translation. In that sacrifice, King Indra became intoxicated by drinking a large quantity of somras. The Brahmanas received ample contributions and therefore they were satisfied. For that sacrifice, the various demigods who control the winds offered foodstuffs, and the Vishvedevas were as members of the assembly. Hare Krishna. We are reading the progeny of Vaivasth Manu, Shraddhadev Manu, and in this dynasty we have been reading some great names. Why they are great? Because they are mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So they are great. So in that dynasty came King Avikshit, Maharaj Avikshit, and his son was the famous Maharaj Marut, Emperor Marut. Marut was a very pious king, so much so that there was not a single citizen in his kingdom who had a disease. No disease, no bimari. Because he was so pious, the citizens had no disease. So when the leader is pious, the followers get benefit. If the father is religious, the children will get benefit. Spiritual master is pure, the disciples will get benefit. Just like the small aquatic animals, fish, etc., they take shelter of water, lake. And if the lake is stable, still, then the aquatics are peaceful, undisturbed. But the surface of the lake water is unstable, unsteady, unstill, not peaceful, then the aquatic animals who have taken shelter of the lake are also not peaceful. In the same way, if my boss is peaceful, then taking his shelter, I will be peaceful. If my master is disturbed, then under his shelter, I will be disturbed. Somebody takes shelter of a king who has lots of ambition to conquer other kingdoms, then this person, subordinate, will not be peaceful because he'll every time have to go for a war. Or a businessman who always wants to expand and defeat the competition out of envy, then the subordinate will not be peaceful. He also will have to participate in such strategies, meetings, ideas. But if the person is in mode of goodness, peaceful, then the subordinate will be peaceful. And if he is a pure devotee, sadhu, mahatma, then the subordinate is completely peaceful. That's why for our own benefit, we should take shelter of a pure devotee. Coming in the parampara, take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, take shelter of Shri Radha Raj Bihari, then we will be peaceful. If not, then our peace will be into pieces. So many pieces, difficult to gather. So Marut, he was an ideal king in terms of his duty, performing lots of pious activities, religious activities. So there was not a single diseased person in his kingdom. He himself was young for 1,000 years. He didn't got old age. For 1,000 years young. Even the demigods like Indra were happy with him because he would perform so much pious activities. Once he performed Shankar Yajna, a sacrifice, fire sacrifice to please Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva got so pleased with him, he gave him a mountain. Mountain, what will you do with it? There was a gold mountain. He gave him a gold mountain gift. That gold mountain is even there today. I can't give address in public. Problem, corruption ho jayega. That gold mountain is there in Himalayas. Anybody wants to go, you can go. So what did he do with the gold mountain? He was such a pious king, with the help of the gold mountain, he performed a very lavish Ashwamedh Yajna. Very lavish Ashwamedh Yajna. He made the Vedi, the altar for fire sacrifice, full of pure gold. Not bricks, but pure gold. He served food to the brahmanas and the guest in utensils made of pure gold. Pure gold plates, bowls, spoons, glasses. Lakhs of people attended his sacrifice. They all ate in pure gold. And there was no washing place to wash the utensils. There was no washing place to wash the utensils. You eat and throw. Next meal, new plate. Nowadays, even in plastic plate, if people eat, they wash and keep for next meal. But the guest of Maru, they ate in gold utensils and disposed it. Didn't carry home, chalo, ghar pe leke jaate. They disposed it. Why did they dispose gold utensils? Because separately Marud gave them so much gift as gold, every guest and especially Brahmanas, that they were not able to carry that load. So they thought, why to carry this also? So they disposed the plates. In fact, so many Brahmanas couldn't carry the gift they given, so little bit gift they removed and carried, rest all gold they left on the arena. And nobody came and picked it up, nobody claimed it. Because everybody had enough. That was King Marut. He got so much gold. Any person who works hard using his business acumen or idea or a new concept or a strategy, he can't make so much gold. He can't procure so much gold. But somebody pleases Krishna or the demigods, he can be prosperous. That's yajna. Yajna means you put hard work not to acquire the object you want, but you put hard work to please Krishna. Once Vishnu, Krishna is pleased, your desire will be fulfilled. That's a better way to fulfill our desires. Because Krishna fulfills desire in a much better way and a much safer way than we fulfill our own desires. If a small girl wants to eat, she is hungry and she goes to the kitchen to cook something for herself, what she will cook? Nothing good. Or she will burn herself. But if she goes to mother and says, I am hungry, mother will cook something nice and give. Mother loves the child, whole kitchen is under mother's control, and she is expert cook, so she can cook and give. So we should depend on Krishna. Yesterday, some class I was giving example, Kardama Muni, he was a brahmachari, performing austerities in Himalayas, sitting under a tree, no clothes, no house, no bank balance, no degree, no job, no money, no shoes, not even mobile, no car, no wallet, just sitting in a kopin, performing austerities, doing dhyana on Vishnu. So many austerities he performed, so severe penance, Vishnu appeared on Garuda. And when Vishnu saw Kardama Muni, tears started flowing from Lord Vishnu's eyes. Tears started flowing, so many severe penances my devotee is doing. The tears from Bindu Sarovar. So Kardama Muni offered very beautiful prayers. And he expressed his heart. My dear Lord, I want a suitable wife to marry. Lord Vishnu told him, tomorrow morning the emperor of this planet, Swambhu Manu, will come with his wife and daughter Devuti, and he will do Kanyadhan. He will give his daughter to you. She is a suitable wife for you. You accept her. Where is Kardama Muni sitting in Himalayas under a tree? And where is Devuti, the daughter of Swayambhu Manu, the emperor of the planet? But because he depended on Vishnu, he got such a wife. If he had personally gone door to door for a wife, would he got Devuti? Or if he had put a website, his biodata on a matrimonial website, would he got Devuti? Devuti is so beautiful that Srimad Bhagavatam explains that once Devuti was on the terrace of her palace playing with ball, and when Gandharva was going in the plain, Gandharvas are one who see the dance of Apsaras every day. Apsaras are considered very beautiful girls in the demigod planet. So this Gandharva who sees Apsaras daily dancing, he saw Devuti down on the terrace playing with ball. Such a beautiful girl that Gandharva fell unconscious on the floor of the plain. So how beautiful she is. Much more beautiful than Apsaras. And Kardamuni got her as a wife because he prayed to Krishna. When we pray to Krishna, our desires are fulfilled beyond our imagination. When Krishna gives us, he gives us with 10 hands. So much. How much we can hold with 2 hands? And when Krishna takes from us, he takes with 10 hands. How much we can save with 2 hands? That's why our 2 hands should be Hari Bol. I am yours. Not try to hold our material resources. Neither try to grab material resources from surroundings. Neither we can grab successfully with 2 hands, neither we can save successfully with 2 hands. There was a boy, very naughty boy, very fond of chocolates. So one day his mother told, look, we are going to meet your mausi, my sister. There you keep quiet, don't be naughty. Doesn't look good, you know, what will she think? I didn't raise you nicely. She was worried about her reputation. So they went to auntie's house for 2-3 hours, and he was quiet, didn't speak. So auntie brought a tray of chocolates, said, take chocolate. He said, no. Said, take. He said, no. Said, take one. Said, no. 20 times she told, take chocolate. Said, no. The mother told, "Arre, take one. She is requesting you so many times." He said, no. So after 2-3 hours, when they were going, the aunt felt bad. He didn't eat anything. So she picked up some chocolates from the tray with her hand and put it in his pocket. He said, go, have on the way. So when they came on the street, mother and son walking, he was happily eating chocolate. The mother said, what happened to you? You are so fond of chocolates. You fight every day for chocolates. And there she was offering you a full tray of chocolates and you didn't take. She requested you 20 times. The boy replied, mother, my hand is small. If I take with my hand, very little will come. But because I didn't take with my hand, she gave with her hand, so many came. In the same way, this whole material world is Krishna's tray. Belongs to Krishna. If I pull my hand to grab something from the material world, very little will come. But if Krishna puts his hand and picks up something and puts in my pocket, lots will come. So why should I grab? Let Krishna put it in my pocket. Grabbing means achieving. Krishna putting in my pocket means receiving. And this is the difference. Achieve and receive. The whole world is behind achievements. This is what I have to achieve. Since childhood we are taught in our school and college to achieve. Achieve means putting my mehnat, putting my hard work to gain something. That will be proportional to my hard work. receive means Krishna will give causeless mercy. And that will not be proportional to my tiny hard work. It will be proportional to His mercy. And that will be great because His mercy is causeless. His mercy is great. He gave to Kardamuni Devuti. He gave to Sudama Indra's palace. In Sudama gave very little. So we should receive, not achieve. Receive mercy. Even chanting, we should not achieve a target of 16 rounds. We should receive 16 rounds. That means we should receive the holy name 16 rounds every time in our ears. Not achieve, but receive. Mercy is not to be achieved. Mercy is to be received. When we give to Krishna, we receive. That's yajna. Marut was performing such a yajna. He received so much. And all the guests who came in the yajna were very happy because everybody's desire got fulfilled. Every living entity, every individual living entity has a different desire. And we are happy when our desire is fulfilled. We are not happy when an object is received. We are happy if the object fulfills our desire. Then we are happy. Happiness is not in the object. If somebody gives you gulab jamun, you put it on your tongue, you'll be happy? Yes. From where did the happiness come? Is it in gulab jamun? Gulab jamun contains sugar, milk and maida. Anybody makes gulab jamun here? Anybody knows how to make? Right? What you put in it? Khoya, maida, sugar, milk, happiness? No? See? Proved. Gulab jamun does not contain happiness. So when you put it on your tongue, you get khoya, maida, milk, sugar, mixture. Fire, where did you get happiness from when it doesn't contain? So the object doesn't contain, but still we get it. Because our desire is fulfilled. There's a list of desires in the heart. One of the desires is to eat gulab jamun. Check. Fulfilled. So we become happy. Like office you go, ten lists are there. Task. One task, done. Happy. Second task, done. More happy. What did you get? Oh, one check, two check, three check. So the list of desires. And when we check, gulab jamun check, happy. Right? So happiness is not in an object. Happiness is not in this world. Krishna created this world. After creation, Krishna was seeing the world. He said, oh, I should put a nameplate also. You know, every house has a nameplate, every shop has a nameplate, every street has a nameplate. Krishna said, I should put a nameplate to this creation. Such a beautiful, wonderful creation. He put a nameplate. What? Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. That's the nameplate. If you go in Google Earth and see, nameplate, Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. Dukha Alay, Alay means house, Dukha means miseries. Dukha Alay, house of miseries. Like Pustaka Alay. What is Pustaka Alay? Bookshop, library. You go to Pustaka Alay, say, my dear sir, give me a sari. What will the shopkeeper tell you? You mad? Can't you read? This is Pustakalay. How can you ask sari here? Pagal ho gaya. Right? So we come to Radha Raj Bihari. My dear Lord, give me happiness, sukha. What does Radha Raj Bihari say? You mad? Can't you read? Dukhalayam.
Already I told in Bhagavad Gita, this is Dukhalayam, and you coming asking Sukha. Pagal. There is no happiness in this world. He didn't put in happiness in Gulab Jamun. It is illusion. What is illusion? Because my desire is fulfilled. I have created an imaginary desire. You know, in football, two teams, they kick a ball, they make a net. If the ball goes inside the net, I am happy. If it goes 1 centimeter outside, I am unhappy. What is the achievement here? Nothing. They have made a net. It's illusion. Are purchase 22 footballs and give one to everybody. Will they be happy? No. Make the whole stadium as a net. Kick anywhere. You'll be happy. No. Only this net I'll be happy. Are make a bigger net. You'll be more happy. No. Only this. This illusion. This imagination. By kicking a ball in a particular net, who in the world gets benefit by it? No benefit. Any economic development, and nothing happens. It's all imagination. So we have a list of desires. If the desire is fulfilled, we are happy. If desire is unfulfilled, we are unhappy. Now out of total 100% desires, how many percentage are fulfilled in our life? Very less, not even 1%. 99% remain unfulfilled. That's why we remain unhappy whole life. Since childhood, in every class, in every exam, I had a desire to come first. And every time I didn't come, every time I'm unhappy. This is going on since childhood. Our desire is not fulfilled. Even if one desire is fulfilled, 10 others are created. So distress, distress, distress. So, in the guest list of Marut, everybody was happy. Why? Because their individual desires were fulfilled. If you want to make everybody happy, you can't give the same product to everybody. Because everybody has a different desire. We give marathon gifts, we know what happens. How much we put effort in thinking some good gift? Oh, somebody will be unhappy. Cannot please everybody. Very difficult. Marut pleased all the guests because everybody got what they desired. Indra got Somras. He was happy. Varun, Chandra, all demigods got Somras. They were happy. The Brahmanas got good charity. They were happy. Somebody got good food. They were happy. Somebody got good music. They were happy. Different categories of individuals need different things. Like when Prithu Maharaj was leveling the surface of earth, earth told that I will provide. If you produce a proper calf and a proper cup, I will provide. So Swayambhu Manu became a calf and got grains and herbs. The Asuras made Prahlad Maharaj as a calf and got liquor. The demigods make Vamandev as a calf and got Somras. The Siddhaloka, they made Kapila Muni as a calf and they got mystic Siddhis. The carnivorous animals, they got flesh. The herbivorous animals, they got green grass. Different persons had different desires and they got it from earth. So desires are the one which determine our happiness and distress. And it's mostly distress. Why? Because most of our desires are not fulfilled. So the only way to be happy is not to have desires. If you have no desire, there is no distress. Because there is nothing unfulfilled. Simple. But no. Some people say, be desireless. Not possible. It is like, the only desire I have is not to have desire. This also is a desire. To be desireless, to desire desirelessness is also a desire. We can't be without desires. So, anya abhilashita shunyam. Other desires, other material desires should be zero. Gyan, karmadi, anavritam. No desire for knowledge, no desire for karma, fruitive activities, siddhis, liberation, only one desire, to favorably execute devotional service to Krishna. Such a person is always happy. When we are connected to Krishna, we are always happy. Otherwise, all these desires, material desires, we will be always unhappy. So Marut was such a pious king. He wanted Brihaspati to perform his yajna. But Brihaspati said, no, I am demigod, priest, you are human, I can't perform. So he went to Narad Muni. Said, what to do? I want to perform this yajna. So Narad Muni said, Angira's son is there. Angira Rishi married one of the daughter of Kardava Muni and Devuti, Shraddha. And he had a son, Samvart. So he performed the sacrifice very nicely. And he got so many results. Long time later, 5000 years ago, Yudhishthira Maharaj, after the Kurukshetra war, was very despondent. Thinking that because of me, 640 lakh people died. Mahabharata war, 640 lakh people died. 640 lakh almost in 18 days. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was thinking, I am sinful. Because of me, so many people died. So many personalities, including Krishna, Vyasadeva, Kunti Maharani, Draupadi, Bhim, so many personalities explained to him, this was not your mistake, but he was not pacified. Finally, he got pacified after meeting Bhishma Pitama. And Bhishma Pitama indicated to him that you perform Ashwamedh sacrifice for atonement. So thinking himself sinner, Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted to do Ashwamedh sacrifice. By that he can send a horse to the whole kingdom, and anybody who is not obedient to him will have to fight. So he can establish his rule also, he can please Krishna also, and he can atone his sins also. But when he saw there was no money, Duryodhana had exhausted the whole treasury in the war. So there was no money left, only little money left which was received by taxes and fines from the citizens for running the state. There was no surplus money for festival, for performing Ashwamedh sacrifice. So he was little in anxiety. So Krishna told, I will tell you where to get money. And he told Marut, King Marut had done a sacrifice. And in that sacrifice, everybody ate in gold utensils and they threw the utensils right in the pandal. And those utensils till today are unclaimed, they are still lying down. Not a brahmana who went back home, didn't come back again next day, okay, yesterday's utensils I will take. They were not interested. The citizens were not interested. All these thousands of years that gold was lying down, nobody was interested. So he told Arjuna, you go. Because the whole kingdom belongs to Yudhishthira Maharaj, whole planet belongs to Yudhishthira Maharaj, so it's king's wealth. He can pick it up. So you go and collect it. That was in a very difficult place in Himalayas. So he went and Arjuna brought all the wealth with his brothers. Unlimited elephants and bullock carts were there in which he brought all the gold. Three Ashwamedh sacrifices Yudhishthira Maharaj can do. So much gold he brought. That's why Arjuna's another name became Dhananjay. We have our Dhananjay also. Dhananjay, one who brought dhan. He was victorious in bringing dhan, victorious in building wealth. So Yudhishthira Maharaj used that gold in pleasing Krishna. Wealth should be used in the service of Krishna. Lakshmi should be used in the service of Narayan. Sita should be used in the service of Ram. We should not use Lakshmi for ourselves. That's sense gratification. That way we get entangled in karma bandhan, in the bondage of karma. Ravana, he kidnapped Sita away and he was killed. What a fool. He could have kidnapped Ram, Sita both together and worshipped them in the palace. No problem. But he separated them. And separating Lakshmi Narayan is offense. We should worship Radha Krishna together, Sita Ram together, Lakshmi Vishnu, Lakshmi Narayan together, not separate them. But people separate. On Diwali they worship Lakshmi. Lakshmi, my house. Narayan, go to neighbor's house. I don't want. What is this? This is wrong. We should not do this. Lakshmi Narayan should be worshipped together. You should invite Lakshmi Narayan together in your house. Imagine you go to somebody's house and give an invitation. Please come for function in my house. Only wife allowed. Husband don't come. Will that any chaste wife like such invitation? No. So we do the same thing. Lakshmi, you come. Narayan, you don't come. Will Lakshmi like? No, she will curse you. Lakshmi is chanchal. Chanchal means restless. She doesn't stay at one place. Today one is rich, he will become poor. Another is poor, he will become rich. But since millions of years, Lakshmi has permanently, steadily stayed with Narayan. She is not chanchal when Narayan is there. So if you have Narayan in our house, Lakshmi will come. Husband is there, wife will come. And she will be steady there. She will not chanchal. She will not be chanchal. So money, wealth, property, gold, jewels should be used in Krishna's service. We should have honest income. And any amount of money comes in our hand, we should use in Krishna's service. If we use for ourselves, we'll incur bondage. And that bondage, because of that bondage, we'll have to take one more birth. We become debtors. Even somebody gives dakshina. The dakshina is not used in Krishna's service, but sense gratification. The next life we'll have to repay that money. Even somebody gives you 1 rupee, we'll have to repay that. So one should be very careful not to spoil one's bhakti by a small amount of dakshina. Should use it in Krishna's service. Then Krishna is pleased. Wealth should be used in Krishna's service. Everything should be used for glorification of Krishna. Yudhishthira Maharaj did so big yajna just to please Krishna. He did rasuya sacrifice so that whole world sees that Krishna's devotees are so opulent. And he did agra puja of Krishna to show to the whole world that the first worshipable entity is Krishna. He is the greatest. He is the supreme. So this yajna is so important. And in modern age, in Kali Yuga, we do sankirtan yajna. We don't have money, we don't have gold, we don't have brahmanas who are pure to chant pure mantras, we don't have pure ghee. So there are so many limitations, restrictions. But if we chant the holy name of Krishna, we get the same benefit which Marut got and which Yudhishthira Maharaj got. Because Sankirtan Yajna, this is the age of Kali. This is yajna for the age of Kali. If we chant the holy name, everything will be fine. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was touring and preaching, so he would defeat many atheist people, impersonalist people, so-called logicians and scientists. So there was one Buddhist leader of Buddhism. He was very big scholar, Pandita. So when he heard there is a sannyasi who is defeating everybody in my village, he came with his followers to have a debate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with his great logic, he established a ninefold process of Buddhism. Ahimsa Paro Dharma, non-violence. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu utterly defeated him. Every time he gave an argument, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defeated him. And all the public started laughing on that Buddhist leader, who was supposed to be a great scholar. So he felt very ashamed, and he went. But he was a tamasic person. He started discussing with his disciples that we should do something against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So next day, they brought a big plate of Mahaprasad. Actually, it was not Mahaprasad. There were grains, but not offered. And they had added meat in that, flesh. Big plate. And the disciples and the leader went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "We brought you Mahaprasad. Please have." You know, sannyasis, they beg house to house. So if somebody gives in the village, they eat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the plate. In his leela, he didn't know there is flesh in this. He thought somebody is offering Mahaprasad. And you know what devotees do when somebody offers Mahaprasad? They eat immediately. That's the respect we give to Mahaprasad. So he immediately accepted the plate. Even before he could eat, one big bird came from somewhere. And in his beak took the plate and ran away. whole food fell on the disciples and leader of the Buddhist people. They all became dirty, including the flesh fell on their head. And the bird dropped the big metal prey right on the head of the leader. His head got cut, blood started coming, and he felt unconscious. And all the disciples were panicked. They started pouring water and doing so much, but he was not getting up, actually died. So they all came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, begged forgiveness. He said, "We did offense, we did aparad, we brought flesh for you. Please forgive us. Now we know you are Supreme Personality of Godhead." You know, they started glorifying. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Okay, go and chant Hare Krishna in the ears of your Guru." So they all went chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he got up. That's the power of the holy name. That's the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then they all became devotees. By holy name, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted atheists, Mayavadis, Buddhists and Islamic followers all into Vaishnavas. So holy name is very powerful. You should chant and hear attentively, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we chant, the holy name goes into our ears, from the ears it goes into our heart. And alarm rings, knock knock, who is this? That's called self-realization. When we get awake that I am servant of Krishna, this self-realization can happen only by the holy name, not by any other process in Kali Yuga. So we should chant, hear and realize that I am part and parcel of Krishna. I am servant of Krishna. This transcendental sound vibration can make us awake to our relationship with Krishna, to our rasa with Krishna. So that's the yajna in Kali Yuga. And we get the same benefit. In fact, we get Krishna Prem. Holy name is not just for liberation or material desires. Holy name gives liberation. Krishna Prem. The Harinam gives Krishna Prem. So that's the purpose of our life. To revive our love for Krishna. And that's possible by this process of holy name, by the process of bhakti, pure devotional service. So in this age, this is the yajna, Sankirtan yajna, and we should follow that nicely. Okay, we'll end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. If there are any questions or comments, we will take. Yes.
If an initiated devotee gets hearing loss 100%, both ears gone, for example, 100% hearing loss, he can't hear. So then is the chanting defective?
Yes. The sound vibration will go. His organ is not working, but the holy name is working, na? If your taste is lost and you eat gulab jamun, will it digest and give energy? Yes. The organ is lost, but the gulab jamun is not lost. It's working, na? Right? So the organ is lost, but the holy name is still same, na? So holy name will go and work, knock knock. We'll get self-realized.
And then it is also said that when we take to chanting of Maha Mantra, there is no need to perform sacrifices, go to pilgrimage places. Then why we are rushing to various pilgrimage places?
Why we are?
Rushing. Going, visiting.
Why we are going to pilgrimage places?
We are not required, we are chanting.
Yeah, we go to associate with devotees. The atmosphere is spiritual. If somebody is whole day chanting 24 hours purely, no problem, he doesn't go. But we are not pure 24 hour chanting purely like Haridas Thakur. So there is a whole package given to us. Whole package given to us, deity worship, Vaishnava Seva, chanting, Bhagavatam and Mathura Vas. Whole package is given to us so that we grow in bhakti. You are correct, if somebody just chants 24 hours sitting at one place, he doesn't have to do anything.
One more question.
But you should be on that level.
knowing.
If you are on such a level that you don't need to go to pilgrimage place, then you chant whole day, don't eat, don't sleep, no problem. But if you have to eat, you have to sleep, that means you are in modes. Right? So this helps us to come out of modes.
And knowing Krishna is very long process, very difficult, sometimes tedious. But loving Krishna is easier, like gopis. So why we have to, spend so much time in knowing Krishna, and why not we can't love him directly and finish the dealing with Krishna?
Yeah, we are trying to know Krishna so that we know that it's difficult to know him, so better love him. So those who don't love him, we tell them that you try to know Krishna, then one day you will know that you can't know, so better to love. But people are not immediately walking in the door and loving Krishna. Love means giving service. So those who don't do that, they have to follow this process. Love is not just sentiments, emotion based on material goodness. It's a pure emotion of the soul. Now whatever conditioned soul has expresses love for Krishna, that's not real love. That's shadow of love, because that's based on material modes. Gopis have real love, that's different. We can't compare our emotions with gopis' emotions. So conditioned soul's love is based on material emotions. That's not the love we want. That's not Krishna prema. That's a shadow. The real love will come after anartha nivritti, when we are beyond the modes. At that time, you will know knowledge is not required. So now we are trying to purify ourselves. Okay? Yeah, take the mic. Mic is right.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Guruji, इसे अगर वृंदावन में कोई करता है हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र तो हजार गुना ऐसा बताता है कि फायदा होता है अगर इधर करता है तो ऐसा क्यों
अगर डिजायर करता है
नहीं नहीं चैंट हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र करता है अगर धाम में तो हजार गुना फायदा होता है तो इसमें क्या ऐसा है
वृंदावन में अगर भगवान का नाम लिया तो हजार गुना फायदा होता है 16 माला किया तो 16,000 माला का फायदा होता है ऐसा क्यों
ऐसा सुना हूँ
क्यों भगवान का घर है ना भगवान ने स्पेशल डिस्काउंट दिया है उधर आप कोई सामान खरीदो शोरूम में महंगा रहता है फैक्ट्री में जाओ आउटलेट फैक्ट्री सस्ता रहता है
यहाँ तो भी है भगवान है इधर
तो फैक्ट्री है भगवान का हाँ
भगवान भी तो इधर है
हाँ तो इधर भी फायदा होगा ना हजार गुना फायदा होगा इधर वृंदावन सिर्फ मैप पे ऊपर जगह नहीं है वृंदावन कॉन्शियसनेस है एक भाव है तो वैसा अगर भाव हो कि मैं आज भी वृंदावन में हूँ बॉम्बे में नहीं हूँ तो आपको हजार गुना फायदा मिलेगा जरूर मिलेगा प्रभुपाद जी लॉस एंजलिस में बैठे थे बोल रहे थे मैं लॉस एंजलिस में नहीं हूँ मैं वृंदावन में हूँ तो वृंदावन मतलब कॉन्शियसनेस भाव है मथुरा इज अ कॉन्शियसनेस तो वैसा भाव रखेंगे तो इधर भी वैसा ही फायदा होगा तो वैसा भाव रखना चाहिए वो भाव आएगा जब हम कृष्ण भावनामृत बनेंगे ठीक है
धन्यवाद
Hare Krishna Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
You told about desires and so I want to ask about material desires. Like we say that, is there any relation between karmas and material desires? Like so many people desire and they get fulfilled, like even material desires. And so many people desires but their desires doesn't get fulfilled. So is it like that it is in his karmas, that's why his desires are getting fulfilled and it is not in his karmas, so not getting fulfilled? So for example, if it is not in his karmas, in some person's karmas, so is it like that his desires won't get fulfilled for whole life?
Yeah, first deserve, then desire. If you don't deserve and only desire, it will not work. On the day of result, every child thinks, I'll come first today. Even though he knows paper kharab gaya. But if you don't deserve, you'll not come first. So our karma defines whether we deserve to fulfill the desire or not. If our karma is enough to fulfill the desire, we are deserving it, then our desire will get fulfilled. If we don't deserve it, we will not fulfill our desires.
So what to do for getting deserved? Like, it is said that previous life karma is also acts.
Yeah. So continue. For material level, continue to do good karmas. So when you are eligible, then you get, if there is no seed, I want a mango, and the tree is not giving, are you put seed of the mango, then the mango tree will come, na? So the seed is karma. If the seed is not there, how will you get fruit? Fulfillment of desire is a fruit. Karma is a seed. If there is no seed, you can't get fruit. So if you want to fulfill desire materially, you put the seed. But as I told, the better way is to pray to Krishna. Pray to Krishna, He will give. He will give more than you desire, more than you imagine. Like He gave to Kardamuni, He gave to Sudama, He gave more. So we depend on Krishna. Is that okay? Yes.
How to know the stress and to deal with it?
How to
know the stress, stress in life?
No.
No, what stress is it? Like, there are so many things happening around us. But there is a stress. And how to deal with that, if you know it?
How to know stress?
Yeah, if there is a stress in life. If I know...
You already know you have stress. There are three types of stress.
Yeah.
One is stress.
Right.
One is distress. One is mistress. So the only way to come out of stress is, our mind is one which develops stress. When demand is more than supply, it's called stress. When your family demands more than what you earn, your pocket will be on stress. When your client demands more time than you have in the meeting, you will be in stress. Whenever there is more demand on us than we can provide, we will be in stress. Demand greater than supply is equal to stress. And that's always there, because everybody around you is demanding from you more than you can supply. So the only way is we take shelter of Krishna. Like a small child, he has no stress from where will uniform come, fees come. Nowadays child don't have stress of homework also, mother has to sit and do it. He's just playing, because he's dependent on the parents. So when we depend on Krishna, then there is no stress. Stress is mind's malady. And mind can be taken care by mantra. Man means mind, tra means deliver, mantra. And we have Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It's not a mantra, it's a Mahamantra, great mantra. So when you chant the holy name of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the stress goes away. So we chant, we practice, Abhyas to Kaunteya, we practice chanting, we practice this devotional lifestyle, the stress will go away. Go to Radha Rasbiri, say, I have a stress. Big stress. He is bigger than your stress. So he will take care. Otherwise, go to stress and say, I have big Radha Rasbiri in Juve. The stress will run away. So we depend on Krishna. There is no other way. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna.